We are learning Masechet Pesachim daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the top of Pei Aleph Amud Beis. But Tumas Dahoim Gufa Heichik Siva. And like Rashi speaks out, this Gemara did not know yet that's a Lachol Moshe B'Sinai. We just learned this Lachol Moshe B'Sinai, but this Gemara was written before the other Gemara. And the Gemara wants to know, our Mishnah says it's a Heta called Tumas Dahoim, which means a hidden Tuma that you didn't know about. There, that it's Tzitzis Meratza. The Gemara wants to know, how do you know, where is the Makarfis in the Torah? But Tumas Hatahayim Gufa Hechik Siva. Where is it saying in the Torah about this Heta? Omer Avalah, so Omer Kar, Pasuk says, this Pasuk is by Nazir. It says, V'chiyomus Meis Allah V'pesa Pesayim. Then, you have to cut your hair and start again the whole Naziris. So it says, V'chiyomus Meis Allah. It has to be Mechaveris Allah. It's a clear Tumma. You actually knew what's happening. So Mechaveris Allah, that's his drasha. Ashka Nazir, you see from that drasha Nazir has a head of Tumas Tahayim. Oysa Pesach Menal. Hey, no, someone's making Karim Pesach, bringing Karim Pesach, that he has a head of Tumas Tahayim. Amar V'yechna Makra, B'derech Rechayka, Lechem, Mechaveris Lechem. It says, and the word Lechem is going back on the Pasuk of Meis. It says, Ishish, Ki Yeh Tomi Lenefesh, Oy B'derech Rechayka Lechem. And Lechem is going back on Tamil Nefesh also. It has to be clear to all of you that it's a Tamil Nefesh. It's similar to Derech. It's the same pasuk as Derech. My Derech Megalu, like Derech, everyone knows it's a street. Av Tumah Na Megalu has to be in the open, and that's the only way you have Tumah. So three drashas here. One's by Nazir, and two by Karim Pesach. Meisve, I'm asking you a kasha. Says in the Braisa, Eze, we'll learn this Braisa later on today, Eze hu Tumas HaTohim. What's an example? What is called? What is Tumas HaTohim? What's the taich? What is the definition of Tumas HaTohim? Kol shalei hikaboy echad v'seif ha'olam. No one in the world knows about it. Hikaboy echad v'seif ha'olam. If someone in the world knows about this, ein ze Tumas HaTohim. It's not called Tumas HaTohim. So the problem is like this. Everyone's drasha does not stem with this definition. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even if let's say there's 6 million people, 6 billion people in the world, if 5,999,999 know about it and you don't know about it, according to his drasha, it's Tumas time. It says a love. So he doesn't stem with this Gemara. This Bryce says, Tumas time means no one knows about it. So Rabbi Eliezer mechaveres alav adi adahu. He has to know about it. Rabbi Yechidam alachem mechaveres alachem means adi adahu train. There, as long as two people know already, it's already two people have to know about it in order to be tamei. And here it's mashal one person knows is enough to make it that itamei. This Rabbi Yechon is the closest to the Braisa, but he's also not exactly. And here the Braisa saying if one person knows is enough, so it can't be from these drashas. Tumas Tahayim was saying if one person knows about it, it's not Tumas Tahayim. It can't be from these drashas. Ella Tumas Tahayim Alocha Elchasa Gemira La Talocha Moshe B'Sinai Vikra Asmachta Ba'amuhu. And the pasuk is Asmachta. Now, so we later on in the Gemara that even if it's a suffix that no one knows, but that's enough also. That means you find we're walking on a path, and then afterwards they dig up the path and do construction. They find a person there. It's possible a person dropped dead there, and he got buried there by a landslide, whatever it is. So that's a case where no one knew about it, and it's possible no one in the world ever even knew about it. So then, that's called a Tumas Tahayim. But any time a person is buried in a way where it looks like he was buried there, or it looks like he was killed, some of the Farshim Spags, it looks like he had a gunshot wound, so then someone knew about it. And if someone knew about it, so then it's not called a Tumas Tahayim. Omamar bar Rav Ashi. Lo yishanu, this heter, we're saying this heter of Tumas Tahayim, that the Tzitz Meratza of Tumas Tahayim by Nazir and Oysa Pesach, that's only if you found it after the Zrika. The Chi is Darek, but Shas is Zrika, the Chi Darek Dam, Shap is Darek. It was a good Zrika, he didn't know about it. Aval, let's say when he walked in it, he didn't know about it, it's Tumas Tahayim. But Noideloy Lefnei Zrika, but he found out before the Zrika, Loy Miratza, then it doesn't work. Even though it became Tumah through a Tumas Tahayim, but he found out before the Zrika, it won't work. Meisvei, I'm asking you a kasha on that. Hamoitze Meis Mushkov Lerach by Shal Darek. If you found a mace after the person walked by, you found across the whole width of the road, there was a narrow road, the whole width of the road, there was a person lying that way, buried. L'truma, he's tameh. L'nozev, oise pesach, tahar, he's tahar. And the Gemara points out that the lashon tameh and tahar is always l'chatchila. B'chol tamei v'tara l'habahu always means l'habah. He's tara for l'habah. So it has to mean that tumas time works also for l'habah in a certain way. Eli itma achi itma amar ma'bravashi loy tema. Don't say noy deloy la'achas zrika hu demaratzah. That only if he finds out after zrika. Does he have the heter of the hidden tumah of tumas daim? I will know the little things zrika lemratza. But if he finds out before the zrika, the zrika won't work. I will fill know the little things zrika meratza. Even if he knows about it before the zrika, it's still meratza. And like Rashi explains, it means he found that after the shechita, but before the zrika. Because if he found that before the shechita, he shouldn't do it. He's tamei. He should bring a pesach sheni. Don't want to hear, he found that after the Shechita, before the Zrika, and Kamash will learn this Braisa that he's Tar, the Halacha Moshe Mishina is, that he's Tar, even if he finds out before the Zrika, so you know before the Zrika, that he's Tameh, still since it was Tumas Tahayim, the Sitzim Bimratza and the Zrika will be good. He's allowed to do the Zrika. I'm not able to fear Zrika, Miratza, he could be Miratza. And the truth is, that the Gemara before, is really going like that. The bottom of the Gemara had a shaila. If a koyin hamaratza betomid, if hutzaloy tumas dahayim. So there, what's the case? If you think about it, if we found that after the zrika and that was a shaila, we have paskin tumah hutzar betziva. What's an ageya? So tumah dechuyah betziva. What's an ageya? So the Rashi speaks out before. The case before was they want to allow him lechatchila to do the tumid. So, like this, our Gemara says that if you hold Tumas time works, even find it before Zrika, you let a Chatchila go ahead and do it. That was the Gemara Shaila before. Does a Kayin have the Heter of Tumas time, which you learned that it does from Mayadei Mayadei, and therefore he could go do the Zrika because you're going Tumas Dechuy Vetziver, where it means you have to find the Kayin Tar if you could. So, but here he's Tar enough since Tumas time is not a Tumah. So, just I want to point out now we saw the Gemara that the Gemara before is going Fides Gemara's Maskana that even Noidul the phrase Zrika, you have a Heter of Tumas time. So the Gemara Vayta Gufa Hamoitzei Meis Mushkav LeRochvay Shal Derech. If someone finds this is a brisa that we learned, that Hamoitzei Meis Mushkav LeRochvay Shal Derech LeTruma Tamei LeNozav Vayis Pesach Tara. Means if you find a mace across the width of the road, he for sure walked over it. The loch is that he's tahar, he's tamei for truma, and for Nozav Vayis Pesach is tahar. And like we said, it's even for Nezrika. It is only true if he has no other way he could go across. If he has makom lavar, if the mace is only a 5 foot mace and the road is 10 feet wide, so there is a place where he could walk. Afa chumatar, even though we don't know exactly where he walked, but it's chumatar. Why? Right, Moshe? Because we have a cloud. Safik tumasharavim is tahar. So therefore, if it's a Safik, then it's tahar. That's the cloud we learn from. Soita Safik tumasharavim is tahar. Therefore, if you're not sure. If it's possible, he walked to the Tara place, he's Tara even for Chuma. Medvar Amurim, not Medvar Amurim, Medvar Amurim, Moitza Shalom, he found the corpse whole. Av Meshubah Meforek, it was broken apart, then Tar, Shemem Ben Aprakim Ava, maybe he walked between the pieces. Uve Kever, but if it's in a Kever, I feel Meshubah Meforek Tamei, Pesha Kever Metzari. But if it's in a Kever, if it's in a box, so then the halacha is that it's Metzarif. And the whole, because the whole kever is metam ba'oil, so it's mitzarif, and even there it'll be metame even if it's broken apart. So Tosfos over here right away asks, if it's in a kever, so how can you say it's tumas tahayim? Someone got to bury him there. So look at Tosfos of a kever, just as a kedai to look at it, Tosfos is interesting. He says, heich is shaykh at tumas tahayim bekever, v'lo yinoy dachish kovru, so they know he buried him. So Tosfos, v'ikile mei makuncha nofal bekever meis. The guy fell into a kever. He was walking. All of a sudden, he had a massive heart attack. He landed right inside a kever, and then he died on the spot. We had someone doing it. That you could never understand. That's too much time. Okay. It
has to be that.
What?
What if the person who buried him is not alive
anymore? Right. So I'm not sure about that. I didn't see it. We could have thought that also. That maybe the guy's not alive. But yeah, the person's not into that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. Yeah. Like that was our first, my own, I had to catch myself, we said that own terrorist that he died, that the person buried him died. But Tosfos says they're in terrorists, so there could be a terrorist, I just didn't see it anymore.
Could we say that guy's died, the whole thing would have disintegrated by now?
No, maybe. Medvar Murim, so another thing is like this, so we care from Tzapha, Medvar Murim, Mahalik Baraglov. If he's walking, do you have the heter of that's broken apart? Because he's Mahalach Baraglav, so maybe he walked in between them. Aval Ta'un Oirachav, if he's carrying a package or he's riding something, he's Tameh. You know why? When a guy's walking on his feet, it's possible he walks in a straight line and he walked right between the two sides of the corpse, the two halves of the corpse. If he's carrying a package or he's riding something, why? Because when he's carrying something, he doesn't walk straight. He walks back and forth because it's too heavy. And when he's riding something, his feet are spread up across the animal, so he's spread up both sides, so he for sure went over something. The price goes further. This whole hat, all these atarim are tumas tahayim, and no one knows about it. Tumas yidua tamei, ve'ezu hi tumas tahayim. This is the brayis that we promised. Ve'ezu hi tumas tahayim, kol shloi hikibay echa masayfa olam. No one knows about it. Ve'hikibay echa masayfa olam, ain't that tumas tahayim. It's not called tumas tahayim. Matzu tama metaven, when he's found hidden in straw, ba'afar, in dirt, with straws and rocks, harayza tumas tahayim. That's possible to be tumas tahayim. But if he's in the water, ba'afelo, or in the dark, or b'kikei aslam, or between the rocks, ain't it tumas tahayim? It's not tumas tahayim, because for sure a person saw him. It's very easy to see when it's water, or it's rocks, or it's dark, or when it's light, you can see him. So therefore, that would not be called tumas tahayim. And v'lo yomru, tumas tahayim elamayis b'vad, the whole head of tumas tahayim elamayis tumas meis. And like we learned before in the Gemara, and not by tumas sheretz. The bottom line, the Gemara came out and said, it's going to exclude tumas sheretz. There's no Tumas Tomei, Tumas Sheretz. Once again, Tumas Sheretz, a guy can bring Karan Pesach with Tumas Sheretz anyway. So he said, Kogu Yimani Omer, who holds that Ein Zorkim V'Sheichtim Al Someone as Tumas Sheretz. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Now we're going back to the Pesach that became Tomei itself. What do you do with it? Nitma, Sholem, Oiruboy. If the entire Karan Pesach got burnt, or Reiv of it, not burnt, got Tomei. If the entire Karan Pesach got Tomei, or Reiv of it got Tomei, the halacha is, Sarf Nois Mei Abira Ma'atz Maracha. You have to make the Sreifa in front of the Beis HaMikdash, and you're allowed to use the Atzei Maracha. You're allowed to use the wood that was slated for the Mizbeach. Nitma Mi'utai, but if only a little part got Tomei, Vanoisa, or if you left over some of the Karan Pesach, then Sarf Noisai, Bechatz Reiseim Al Gaga Seim. You can let her burn it anywhere you want in Yerushalayim. Ma'atzi Atzman, and she use your own Eitzim. She not use the Eitzim of the Maracha. Hatzaikonim, the people who are cheap, Sarf and Oisaf Ne'abira, they even burn their own Noisar, they go to the big fire in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because for the Hanukkah Atzei Maracha, they don't want to use their own firewood, they want to use the fire of Atzei Maracha, and we'll learn that a special Tanai, that the what? Right, very good. That's the Beis HaMikdash Tanai, that's no Me'ilah, the Tanai was that they allowed people to burn Noisar and Tumah in front of the Beis HaMikdash with the Atzei Maracha, but they can't bring it back home. They could, where they are, they can use the Atzei Maracha, and that was the special Tanai Bezdin. Now that's what you see. So you see two parts of the Mishnah. First of all, one part of the Mishnah says that if you nit Baruba, you have to do it in front of Bira. And another halacha was, once doing it, you're allowed to use Atzei Maracha. So the question is, my time is Atzei Maracha, why do you make him burn it Lefnei HaBira? Why can he burn it in his house? In order to embarrass him. And it means like this, that if Reiv or the whole Karban Pesach became Tameh, you're doing something wrong. How did the whole entire Karban Pesach become Tameh? It must have been a person was a Pshia, and we want to embarrass him. So he comes to his whole Karban Pesach in front of everyone, in front of a Bira, and he has to burn it. When you a little part of it, a Miyat gets Tameh, or it's Noisar, that could happen. It's not Dafka Pshia, and there we allow you to burn it any way you want in Yerushalayim, you don't have to embarrass himself. But if the whole thing became Tameh, we make him come in front of the Bira to burn it, Nele Vaisham. And Mi'at Hashem, the next year, we'll go weiter in the next Gemara.